What's up, y'all, and welcome back to Dad Needs to Talk. I'm your host, Robert, and today we're going to be talking about me getting a new car, my kids' middle school championship games, and maybe even a little bit of this new show, Ninja Kamui. So, before we get into all that, as always, if this is your first time here, then welcome, but if you're a returning listener and or watcher, then welcome back. Y'all know here at Dad Needs to Talk, it's all about discussions, interviews, and reviews surrounding fatherhood and family, manga, anime, TV, movies, and video games. So, I hope everybody out there is doing well. Those of y'all that got to celebrate Valentine's Day and stuff, whatever, I hope you had an awesome day with your family, your loved one, whatever you do. And everybody else, I hope you just had a solid week in general. a lot has happened in these last 7 days since I last recorded. So I don't know that this might be more of a shorter episode, but hey, I've said that before and it ends up being usual length or longer. So we'll just see where things go today. But a lot of stuff, like I said, just this week, a lot of personal life and family stuff happened this week that I just wanted to talk about, just wanted to share a bit of, along with, like I said, I'll get to some shows and gaming stuff a little bit later in the show, but just up front, life and family stuff. So, yeah, so for a long time, for the first time in a long time, it feels like a bit of weight and pressure has come off of my shoulders, my wife's shoulders and stuff. Not saying that we're not necessarily like down in the dumps or whatever the case may be or whatever. But of course, like I've talked about before, we all have our own things that are going on, our own struggles or whatever. And so it's hard to, I can't lessen my own burdens just because it's like, yes, I'm not homeless living out on the streets, you know, or jobless or whatever the case may be or whatever. It's like, yes, I got a roof over my head. I got multiple vehicles. I got a home or an apartment or whatever to live in. But, you know, I'm a father, married, 5 kids. So, I have my own set of things that I go through or whatever. And so, for a long, long time, better part of like the last year or whatever, you know, we've been kind of clawing our way, making it happen. Even if it was just like taking things one day at a time of like, man, like big picture, man, things looking a little shaky or whatever, but it's like, hey, let's just try to focus on the small thing. And of course, my wife is calling me right now. All right, so don't really remember what the last thing I was saying before I had to step away for the phone call. But I remember I was saying something about just making it through. And so, had some positive things happen this week. Some things that we've been waiting for finally starting to come together. And we got a little bit of weight taken off of our shoulders. Got some business situated and handled. And then we were able to finally, get everybody some long-awaited treats and stuff for persevering and hard work and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so, One of the things we did this week, of course, with it being Valentine's Day, is that me and my wife went out and got to escape for a little over an hour to our, we have a little Brazilian steakhouse that's right down the road from where we stay that we like to go to from time to time or whatever. And so we got to go there for the first time in a while, just have a nice little one-on-one time talking, spending and enjoying each other's company and stuff. Of course, we did it the day after Valentine's because we were kind of, I was kind of like, you know what? We're doing this to escape and have some quiet time. But if we go on Valentine's Day, it's going to be bumping into people and busy, 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 whatever. So it was still a little busy when we went there. But I don't think not as bad as probably would have been if we would have went on actual Valentine's Day. But yeah, so we did that. And of course, you know, the kids, they all had their little Valentine's stuff throughout the week as well. My middle son had his first little, because he's in fifth grade, had his first little Valentine's dance and asked the girl out and got her a little gift and stuff, whatever, and all that stuff. Kids and teens and stuff. So yeah, so that was like one part of the week, and like I said, just getting some other stuff in order. So before the good things came in, I was already planning on taking Friday off of work, just because I was like, you know what, I need a day to just kind of rest and maybe get some business and stuff situated or whatever. So I'm gonna take off Friday or whatever. Well, our unexpected blessing happened on like late Monday night, Tuesday morning or whatever. And so they kind of shifted some things. And also I found out that, oh, right, this is a holiday weekend. So the kids are out of school Monday and they did a half a day on Friday. So I'm like, on the day I take off is the day when everybody gonna be home and yet or coming home early, whatever, whatever. So Thursday morning, I was like, you know what? We got some other stuff we need to get situated, or whatever. So my instincts were telling me, like, hey, Robert, just stay to the house, just call in or whatever, take the day off, whatever. And so I think I've talked about this before about how sometimes I get these, I don't know if I would say premonitions, but it's just like a instinctual feeling, and it can be on big stuff and even small stuff, whatever, to where I hear a voice talking to me or get a feeling of like, hey, you should do this or you should do that or et cetera, et cetera. Even like small stuff, like I said, I probably talked about this before in a past episode, but it's like, there's been times where I'll go to the store just to grab something or whatever. And then something is like, hey, while you're there, grab some milk. Or, hey, go ahead and get some more cheese or whatever. And then I'll be like, nah, I'm pretty sure we got plenty of milk or we got plenty of this or whatever. And then I get back home and the kids are like, hey, we're out of milk. Or, hey, we need, you know, this, that, or whatever. And it's like, dang it. I should have just listened and just got it. And so I had that feeling, like I said, like Wednesday night going into Thursday morning, I was like, you know what, hey, called in, like, hey, got some stuff I need to handle, whatever, I'm staying home, whatever, and it worked out because I'm driving my wife's car to take the big kids to school. Luckily, it's around the corner, so, you know, so we're going around the corner, whatever, at the light, and then I think it was either some honking or whatever, or somebody in the next lane over was trying to get our attention. So the kids were like, hey, somebody's talking to us. And so my oldest boy rolled down the window and the guy was like, hey, your tire. And then I was like, which one? I was like, the back passenger. He was like, yeah. I was like, okay, thank you. So turned over into a gas station or whatever. Sure enough, got a flat. So called my wife at the house. I was like, hey, drive my car, come get the kids so you can get them to school on time, and then I'll get the car situated or whatever. So that worked out because if I would have been going to work, and I work, you know, like 40 minutes away, you know, from where we live, and who knows, because I was telling my wife, I was like, who knows if the stars would have aligned for that situation to still have happened if she was the one driving and not me, because who's to say at a second, if she would have left the house earlier than I did or a little bit later or whatever, then that guy maybe would have never said nothing or whatever, or she might have went a different direction, because where we stay at or whatever, we could pretty much go either left or right. Basically, it's like around a block, like a giant square, to get to the school. So we have multiple ways to get there. So I went right. Who's to say she might have decided, like, hey, you know what, today I'm going to go left. And then she might have never knew about the tire, might have still been driving it all day until I got home, or who knows what else might have happened or whatever. So I'm just fortunate and happy that I listened to that voice and stayed home. So I was able to go get the tire situated and stuff, and got it replaced or whatever. And so that was one thing. And then got to the weekend. So Friday night, and this all kind of, I'll talk about this more a little bit in a second, but Friday and Saturday were my three oldest, my twin daughters and my oldest son. They're all eighth grade. They had their championship tournament for the district and stuff, whatever. So that was going on, and I was also trying to get things lined up so that I can get a new car, because so I had a 2015 Dodge Journey. Loved the car, did us really well for a long time, but I had been hanging on by some threads for a few months at this point or whatever. The biggest problem is that my shocks on the front of my car were going out, and it was bad. Like on most highways across the Metroplex, it's okay, but there are certain spots in DFW where the roads are wavy. Main one, George Bush 161. Every morning I'm going down the highway, and my like I got some hydraulics on that mug. So I'm up here in the slow lane, just trying to get through it. Just like, man, I just need to get, just, you know, come on car, just make it through, survive. And like I said, that went out, that's been going on for a few months at this point or whatever, because the stuff we were waiting on, thought it was gonna happen some months ago, and you know, stuff just kept getting pushed. And anywho, so my shocks was getting bad or whatever, and all that stuff. So, you know, like I said, trying to get stuff sorted, we're trying to get another car or whatever, and I finally did. But it kind of, the timing of it, because I got up early Saturday morning to try to go do it before my daughter's game at noonish or whatever, but unfortunately stuff ran long with the car stuff, and I ended up missing the tournament and the championship game and stuff, whatever. But like I said, I'll talk more about specifically on that stuff in a bit. But I was fortunate enough. It's gonna be very expensive for a little while, but I was able to get upgraded to a 2015 Dodge Journey to, now I'm in a 2023 Chevy Traverse. So this is probably the newest model vehicle I have ever had, I think. Yeah, I think. And definitely the most expensive car I've ever had and stuff. But it kind of came out to like this needed to be done for looking at things long term for my family, because like I said, like my journey was good or whatever, but like I said, the maintenance and stuff I was gonna have to pay to get fixed up on it or whatever, and it was at, I think, 174,000 miles. So like I said, I'm weighing options and stuff, whatever, but okay, it's probably gonna cost me like a grand plus to get this thing fixed up, whatever. And granted, this is the thing that sucks, because it was the same situation my wife's car was in last year, to where my wife's previous car, she was going to have it paid off by December of last year. But between the accident that she had the year prior and just other stuff started coming up, we just decided, once again, looking at long term, whatever, We'll just upgrade her or whatever. Took her from a 2016 Kia to now a 2020 Mitsubishi or whatever. So got her straightened up or whatever. And now here we are starting on payments again with that. And same thing with my car, where my car would have been paid off this time next year in 2025. So I had like one more year left, like less than $6,000 left or whatever. But it was like, okay, I'm going to be paying a grand plus on upkeep or whatever just for this one problem with the shocks now or whatever. And then who knows what else. And like I said, with it being at 170,000 miles and with how much driving and traveling we do, it just came down to me weighing that decision. So yeah, so like I said, got a 2023 car now. It only had 38,000 miles. So that is like a huge kind of like a reset on it or whatever. It's a little bit bigger than my journey or whatever. So it gives room for my literally growing family. I don't mean, I'm not trying to have no more kids, but like literally there's enough like leg room and stuff because my freaking, especially my boys having these damn growth spurts and stuff. And stuff, whatever. So it's going to be plenty of leg room, plenty of trunk space. It's super high tech and stuff, whatever. Cause I took it out this morning or whatever and just put it through its paces, whatever. Got on freaking 121. Shroom, shout out to Grapevine. Driving around a little bit up to Louisville, back. Pushing all the buttons, testing all the knobs, looking at all the compartments and stuff, whatever. Just trying to get familiar with the car, whatever. And yeah, like I said, it's gonna be very expensive. Very, very expensive ordeal I am in. But like I said, just trying to look ahead long term for, you know, these next about 5 years are going to be crucial with my family, with the traveling and maneuvering around or whatever. And so I needed something nice and comfortable and reliable and stuff for us to do what we probably, the road ahead literally that we got coming over these next handful of years and stuff. So so yeah, so I'm happy with it. My wallet's not happy, but I'm happy with it. My wife and kids, they were all happy and stuff when they saw the car. My wife is in the, got the car right now, whatever, gone for a couple of days with the kids. Finally went to go get her grandma, treat her. They all went out and did some stuff, whatever, for the day and day or two, whatever, since the kids are out for a holiday tomorrow. But yeah, so we finally did it. Like I said, finally overcame that little hump, whatever, and stuff. So, but yeah, it just feels good to finally feel safe driving again after all this time and stuff. So so enough with the car stuff. So the championship stuff. So it kicked off Friday night. It was like seventh grade boys and then eighth grade girls, then eighth grade boys. And so this was the first time, I think all season kind of, that my son and his team got to watch the girls play and the girls and their team got to watch the boys play whatever this year, because most of the time they're playing at the same time in different locations. So it was very awesome that both groups got to be there for each other, supporting and cheering and stuff, whatever. But my daughter's them game, whatever, was really good. It was the first time that my daughters got to play together for the school, because the oldest twin was on B team because this was her first year playing basketball. So she was a starter on B team, and then my other daughter was on A team. Well, for this championship tournament or whatever, they moved my other daughter up to A team along with somebody else, just to kind of help, you know, bolster the team and stuff. And so, it was dope watching them get to play together and stuff. They won the semifinal game. And then, like I said, unfortunately, due to me stuck during the car stuff, whatever, I didn't get to watch in person the championship tournament or whatever. But thankfully, due to the power of technology. My wife was live streaming it on Instagram or whatever, so I was able to, I had my phone sitting on the desk or whatever, kind of glancing over, watching the tournament, watching the gameplay, whatever, while they were finishing up paperwork and all that stuff, whatever, for the car. But yeah, so that was super dope, you know, getting to see that experience and stuff with them. Like I said, they unfortunately lost the championship game, but it's like, hey, they still finish up the year with second place and stuff, which is still super awesome for that group of girls. And so now swinging over to my son's team. So of course, so the Friday night game, the semifinals game, whatever, was super good. My son, he had 18, and they were just balling out that night or whatever. And so they won that and then went and played in the championship game Saturday. Saturday night. So, of course, you know, a lot of energy and stuff in the building. Like I said, my daughters and like the whole girls team was there, along with obviously a lot of parents and stuff, whatever, was there from our team. A group of parents from the team that they had beat the night before were there cheering for the other team we were playing against. So that was kind of funny. Because one of the moms, she was asking who the other team was that we were playing against or whatever, and I told her, and then she was like, oh, okay, do you know that? I was like, no. I said my kids on the other team, and she was like, oh, no, I ain't cheering for y'all beat us last night and stuff. So, but you know, it was just some fun back and forth or whatever, but things were looking a little hairy in the championship game. Because now, when it's all said and done, and you look at it on paper or whatever, you would think, oh, okay, things weren't that dire or whatever. But my son ended up with 4 fouls in the first quarter. Basically, it was 3 fouls and a technical foul, I think. Or 2 fouls and a technical foul, somewhere along. But basically, he had freaking 3 or 4 fouls in the freaking first quarter. Like I said, one of them being a technical. And so it was like, crap. So he had to sit after the first quarter, whatever. He had to sit. And he sat the rest of the game until the fourth quarter. And so things ended up still working out, because some of his other teammates stepped up, whatever, in a big way. Especially our bigs, because the other team didn't really have anybody who could really match our big guys, both height and physical wise or whatever. And so they were working them down low or whatever. And yeah. And so they were staying close, like the first, like halftime or whatever. And then the third quarter, they stayed within 4 to 6 points the whole time. And then the second half of the, or like towards like the second half of the third quarter, they tied, and then they took the lead or whatever, and then it kept going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And so we get to the fourth quarter. And me and my wife and some of, like, I'm like, we get hot, because we're like, coach, what are you doing? Like, it's like 7, 6 minutes left in the game, whatever. And Jay, my son, he been sitting since the first quarter because of the foul trouble or whatever. And so him and then like the other, like the other, like a couple of our other bigs throughout the game, whatever, they kind of ended up with like 3, 4 fouls or whatever. So our starters, whatever, was like dicey with foul trouble or whatever, but they were all sitting, like I said, with like 6, 7 minutes left in the game. And so we were like, yo, what are you doing? The game is so close, whatever. And then finally, about 6 minutes or so left or whatever, the coach puts them in or whatever. They come in, they're fresh, they're energized, because so the main star of the other team or whatever, ever since last year, whatever, him and my son, back and forth, they battling out or whatever. So he was the biggest problem. But because he is their like their like main person or whatever, he played the whole game. So he was dog tired. And so you had my son came in who sat out 2.5 quarters and came in fresh. And so they put them in, they went to work and secured it by they ended up taking off and ended up winning, I think it was a 54-45 when it was all said and done. And just like the weight lifted off, just seeing everybody cheering, celebrating and stuff, whatever. It was great. And of course, you know, we had everybody there, like, you know, my wife, of course, both my daughters, and brought my two youngest boys and stuff, whatever, too, Vash and my middle son. So it was like, hey, everybody come, y'all gonna support each other, whatever. And so, yeah, so it was an awesome way to cap off the day or whatever, because like I said, started off with me going and getting this new car or whatever, and then all this craziness in between or whatever, and then winning the championship or whatever, and then like they all took a big group picture with all the boys and the girls together, celebrating and stuff, whatever. And so it was like, man, this is a great way to end their middle school, 8th grade basketball careers. My daughters ended up with, you know, second place, and then my sons with an undefeated season. And the crazy thing is that like my son, when my wife told me this, I was like, what? He only played 2 quarters, pretty much all of the first quarter, and then only half of the 4th quarter, and he still had 14 points. I was like, she was like, yeah, one of the other kids, our main point guard, he had 18. We're like, okay, cool. The other kid had this number. Okay, cool. She was like, yeah, and Jay had 14. I was like, 14 as in 1-4? She was like, yeah. So, yeah, it was wild. But yeah, it was a fantastic way to end the season. Super proud of all my kids and stuff. And like I said, I'm glad to have like the pictures and stuff. And I took a very awesome picture. I had my wife take a picture with all of the kids or whatever, because most of them, you know, most of the time she's behind the camera taking pictures of all of them and their team and coaches and stuff, whatever. But I'm like, mommy, get your butt in there. And I was like, all the kids, get with mommy, I'm gonna take a picture of all y'all or whatever. So that'll be an awesome, you know, memory to have in the future going forward and stuff. So So that's kind of it on that front with the cars and the sports stuff, whatever. Just crazy way to wrap up this long week or whatever. What else did we do? So I have a little treat coming hopefully tomorrow that I am looking forward to getting my hands on. So Friday, since I was off of work or whatever, and so I was like, you know what, you know, me and my wife is just gonna go to the mall, just walk around, take care of some stuff, whatever. We was like, okay, we're gonna go ahead and just go pick up Vash from school or whatever a little bit early. That way we ain't gotta try to rush, you know, to get back and stuff, whatever, in case, you know, things go long or whatever. So while I'm sitting in the car while she's going in to get him or whatever, I'm checking Twitter or whatever, because this is also around the time that the Xbox business update thing was going on that I'll touch on a little bit later or whatever. And so I was checking on the Twitter account Wario64 just because I was like, oh, let me just see any news. And what do I see? I see a tweet that says the PlayStation portals are now in stock. And at the time, that message was only like 10 minutes old. So I was like, uh-oh. Is this my chance? And so I sat there for a while. At first, I was like, I'll wait till my wife come out. Well, you know, I'm going to talk about it with her and da-da-da-da. But I was like, no. You know what? All this craziness that's been going on or whatever, and I've been giving, doing for others or whatever. I was like, no, Robert. You can make the decision. You can pull the trigger. Let's go ahead and get it. And so, hey, I clicked on the link. Went to PlayStation Direct. No problems, no buffering, nothing. Boom, boom, in the cart. And like I said, that was Friday. And then I was surprised when I was looking at my tracking thing last night or whatever, or I just happened to see it in my email or whatever, and it was like expected arrival tomorrow. I was like, damn, that the thing said 4 to 5 business days. So I'm thinking it's gonna be like middle towards the end of next week or whatever. And then I'm like, crap. So I'm very excited to get my hands on that and finally get to play around with it and stuff, whatever, and to see, you know, if I'll be able to incorporate it in a way into my life and stuff and stuff. So, but yeah, like I said, I'm very excited to get my own little treat finally and see how this thing goes. But yeah, so PlayStation Portal, if you've been looking for one or whatever, they've been slowly coming back in stock. Because even earlier today, like a few hours ago, Amazon had them too or whatever. So, but yeah, like I said, big. If you're trying to keep an eye on gaming related stuff, especially, follow Wario64. That dude or whoever the group is, I know it's got to be more than one person at this point because this account has been going on for a long time, but they always pumping out deals and sales on gaming stuff, gaming hardware, sometimes even like stuff on the periphery like Blu-rays and toys and different stuff like that, but it's primarily gaming related stuff. But yeah, follow that account to be up on deals and stuff, whatever. So, but yeah, so let's dive into some quick little fun things I want to just touch on. Give me just 1 second. All right, I'm going to touch on these next few things kind of briefly, whatever. But first off, and this is going to be super short because it's funny how last week I was thinking like, yo, this week is going to be my next episode I'm going to record. It's going to be some big crazy stuff with this Xbox update, da 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 da. And no, it's really little to nothing because all the hullabaloo, people freaking out, people selling their Xbox. They say, oh my God, Microsoft and Xbox are betraying us and blah, 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 blah. No. The long and short of it is that right now, there are 4 games that they plan to bring to PlayStation 5 and Nintendo Switch in the sometime in the probably near future or whatever, and that they may potentially explore bringing more of their games to these other platforms and stuff, depending on how things go, yada yada yada. So the 4 games seemingly is going to be Hi-Fi Rush, Sea of Thieves, which those two were the first ones that kind of kicked off all this stuff about a month ago or whatever with the rumors. And Hi-Fi Rush, Sea of Thieves, Grounded, and Grounded. What was the other one? Hi-Fi Rush, Sea of Thieves, Grounded. Pentiment. So that's the other one. So yeah, so Pentiment, Hi-Fi Rush, Sea of Thieves, and Grounded. Those are the 4 that we know of so far. And they also confirmed that Diablo 4 will be coming to Game Pass at the end of March. And yeah, that is the long and short of all of the hullabaloo or whatever. Like, so there were some other things that they talked about or whatever, but that was kind of like the main crux of it or whatever. And they're like, yeah, we're not planning on stop making consoles and whatever and going for a third party or whatever. And yeah, so everybody's freaking out for nothing without waiting for like the full official word from Xbox. But it is what it is. The internet likes to freak out about stuff. So couple of show things I want to touch on very briefly as well. Cause like I said, I kind of want to chill for the rest of the night. Cause like I said, I got an empty house and I'm kind of bummed in a way that because of me taking a couple of days off end of last week or whatever, I was like, if in hindsight, if I knew what I know now, I probably would have taken off tomorrow knowing that everybody's going to be gone. But it is what it is. Maybe I'll leave work a hair early, whatever. But but we'll see. But So Ninja Kamui. So this is the new show that is on. So it's actually airing on Toonami Saturday nights, and then it's going up on I'm still calling it freaking HBO Max, on HBO Max Sundays. And so I've been hearing about this series, like, you know, like the hype leading up to it or whatever, for a little bit, and people anticipating it and stuff, whatever. And I was like, hey, I love ninja stuff, whatever. But I was like, you know, I'll get around to it if I get around to it or whatever. And then, of course, the first episode came out last week or whatever. People, yo, this is dope, this is cool. I'm like, okay, cool. And then the new episode came out last night. I'm like, okay, I'm hearing about it and stuff, whatever. And I saw like a little glimpse of like the beginning of episode one, like the action scene, when I was like, okay, this looks pretty cool. Well, now that I have watched the episode myself, yeah. Whoops. I'm about to cover up my whole freaking face. Yeah. It is dope. I watched both the episodes that are out right now a couple hours ago, whatever, and yeah. It involves the main character. He's a ninja. He's a dad. He's on the path of revenge. I'm sold. I am sold. But yeah, like the fight scenes and the action scenes and stuff, whatever, in this are top tier. Like, super top tier. I'm going to see if I can find a clip real quick. Yeah. Here it is. So, yeah. This is like a little bit of a clip from episode one. So, yeah. They get busy down to action and stuff. Like, it is... It's dope. If you just want to be able to just like, hey, chill. Shut off your brain. Enjoy beautiful, well-done action, then Ninja Kamui is something that you need to put on your radar. So, yeah. That show, it is super dope. Like I said, I can't wait to see where things go from here. But yeah, shout out to the likes. I just had to give it a quick shout out. And I guess I'll read the kind of like the plot synopsis of it. So, after escaping his clan and going into hiding in rural America, former ninja Joe Hegan is ambushed by assassins who extract bloody retribution on him and his family for his betrayal. And plot things happen, and Joe returns to his ninja ways for revenge and sets his sights on taking down the clan. So yeah, that's all I'm gonna say on that part or whatever. But yeah, it was dope. It is fire. Something else that was fire. Now, granted, this was only chapter one, so of course, you know, I always like to be a little hesitant about you know, hyping things up too much. But there's a new manga that started today called Dear Anemone. I think that's how it's pronounced. That seems super cool. It has a little bit of a Hell's Paradise vibes, kind of, sort of, a little bit. But, yeah. Chapter one of that came out today, and I read it. I saw certain panels, and I was like, oh, okay. So, we getting down like that, and like, I'll just show this real quick. The art and the detail of the art. Oh, let me show this full panel. Yeah, the art and stuff in this thing is like top tier. It looks really good. But yeah, so I'm curious to see how that goes. You know, I'll check in on it in the coming weeks and stuff, whatever. So, but actually, let me see if I can find, I'm trying to see if I can find the course, they don't have the synopsis thing up over for it. But basically, it seems like a while back, there was a island. I can't think of what island it was. But basically, an island that basically crazy evolution and stuff has been happening on this island. Sorry, let me see. I'm trying to see if I can find. Yeah, I can't find it. But long story short, some crazy stuff happened on this one island back in time. And so these group of people are kind of sent to this island to investigate what happened to a previous team that was sent there a year plus ago, or actually no, 10 years ago, to investigate. And so they start to see strange things happening on the island. And yeah, that's all I'm going to say just in short. Like I said, the art on it looks super dope. And like I said, it gives that Hell's Paradise, the Galapagos Islands. That's what it is. So some crazy things are happening on this island. And I look forward to checking out more of this thing and seeing where it goes. Aside from that, I don't have too much else I want to talk about today. Like I said, I want to kind of go chill and enjoy the rest of my little quiet night I have. But let me see. I do need to catch up on new chapter of Astro Baby. I'm a chapter behind on that. I'm a few chapters behind on Shoujo No, Be In Motion, Wild Strawberry. What was the other kind of new one? Oh, Greens. I'm like 9 chapters behind. I think I only read like chapter 1 and 2, I think. So a lot there's always stuff to read. Last thing I'll shout out is the other manga I've been reading for a while, Rainbow, the 7 boys from, is it Cell 6, Block 6, Cell 2? I always get it mixed up. Oh boy. Yeah, the 7 from Cell 6, Block 2. Yeah, so I am nearing the end of that and I am sad. It has been so good, but I just finished up chapter 215 yesterday, which was the end of part 3 of the story. So there's only 235 chapters, so got about 20 chapters left. But man, did that last arc that I read was super good. It was like a 60 plus chapter arc, but it was so good. Like so much heart pounding, drama and stuff going on in that arc and stuff. But it's just so good. And then like the tease of something crazy happening at the end of this arc. And then it ends off, like, the last panel is, like, 4 years later. And it's, like, another time skip. Because from where the story started in chapter 1 to where what was happening in part 5 and 215 or whatever, it had already been 5 years. So they'd already did like, a couple of time skips along the way. And so now we have another 4-year time skip on top of all that stuff, whatever. So which I like, though, because I like stories where you actually get to follow characters with natural progression and seeing them growing up over the years. Like I said, that's one of the reasons why these two are sitting behind me, Vinland Saga and 20th Century Boys, is you get to follow these characters actually growing up and stuff, whatever, and their growth and stuff seems natural because actual time is passing by. Versus while I love my shonen stuff like One Piece, whatever, but it's like all the craziness that's happened in these 1,100 plus chapters of One Piece have all taken place within just like a few years time wise and it's just like, yo, that is insane that all this stuff happened within like a few years. Whereas I wish that One Piece was structured, and I've talked about this before, but I wish it was kind of structured like some of these other like seinen type of series where you see characters actually growing or whatever. Because I can just imagine, you know, stuff happening or whatever, and then it's like, okay, hey, well, you know, it's been a few months, it's been a year, it's been 3 years or whatever, and it's like, okay, hey, it's, even though, yes, the story is 1,100 plus chapters long, hey, it's been 10 years within the world of One Piece, whatever, so, or at least five something or whatever, just to like, so you can see, okay, hey, yeah, the characters are actually growing and changing and yada, 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 but anyway, I'm not going to get into all that, but Rainbow has been fantastic, and like I said, I am sad, but I look forward to hopefully by next weekend I would probably have knocked out these final 20 chapters, and yeah, man, and then I'll be off onto my next adventure. But yeah, so I'm at about 45 minutes, I think, about time to wrap this up. But yeah, like I said, this was mainly the episode for me, just to kind of just to share my life, stuff that happened this past week, whatever. Oh, something else I finally treated myself on that I'm looking forward to diving into, hopefully sooner than later. I finally got a hardcover copy of The Last Ronin. So I definitely want to read this soon so that I can enjoy it. And because I went this long without being spoiled, so I need to go ahead and read it before that happens. But yeah, so that's pretty much it. Yeah, that's it. I hope y'all enjoy this episode. I hope y'all enjoyed me going through and celebrating. I do have something I'm going to still try to do later this week, because I had mentioned before that this week marks the 10-year anniversary when my life changed, when GameStop fired me and I truly started my IT career and the path that I'm on now, whatever, because of a situation that happened at GameStop 10 years ago this week. So, like I said, I'm going to probably maybe do like a short like story time mini episode maybe later in the week or whatever, or maybe I'll save it for next week, who knows. But I got some things to say. but yeah, so as always, thank you so much for watching and or listening. I'm trying to think. I don't know. I feel like it was something that's not supposed to be doing, but who knows. But anyway, thank y'all so much for listening and or watching. As always, you can find me everywhere at Dad Needs to Talk. I hope everybody out there, like I said, is having a good week and stuff. Enjoying the games. Lots of games out there to play. Lots of shows to watch. Movies, etc., etc., etc. Lots of manga to read, both new and old. And, yeah, so I'm supposed to go enjoy the rest of my quiet night and get this uploaded, and I'll deal with it when I get to work tomorrow. And also shout out to Lisa. I was listening to your most recent episode of The Wonder of Anime, and got halfway through the Dragon Ball episode while I was running errands and stuff, whatever, so I look forward to listening to the rest on my way to work in the morning. So make sure y'all go listen to Lisa on the Wonder of Anime podcast. And yeah, with that, I think I'm done. Just one thing I want to put out there, whatever, because one other treat I'm looking to get, but it's going to be a more expensive thing I'm going to have to work towards, whatever. But I've mentioned before that I want to I was thinking about building me like a PC or whatever, but for my current life situation and the space that I have, I think I want to just give me like a really nice, powerful, maybe like a gaming laptop. So if y'all have any suggestions or whatever, even though, yes, I'm in IT, but hey, I know a lot of y'all are creators and stuff out there yourselves. So hey, hit me up, let me know if y'all have any suggestions and stuff, and throw them my way. But like I said, you can find me everywhere at Dad Needs to Talk. Feel free to hit me up, message, subscribe on YouTube for the video version, podcast audio version on podcast services. And with that being said, as always, treat yourself to something nice, read some manga, watch some anime movies and TV, play some video games, and live your best life. And with that, your boy is out. Y'all have an awesome day, and I'll catch y'all on the next one. Peace. Oh, man. Goodbye.